Jeff Plaley was elected to the state Senate in 2003, just a few months after Governor Jim Doyle took office. Both men have said their politics lean towards the center. That's gotten Doyle into some trouble with liberal activists, but the governor isn't running for re-election. Senator Plaley is, and he's facing an active challenge from a more progressive Democrat, Milwaukee County Supervisor Chris Larson. Larson says one of his main concerns about Plaley is that the incumbent blocked a Senate vote last spring on the Clean Energy Jobs Act, which would have cut carbon dioxide emissions and boosted the use of renewable energy.
It was something that was killed by my opponent in the final days, in questioning the science of it. And I can tell you this, I agree with 99.9% of the scientists out there that think that climate change is real.
Senator Plaley says he blocked the climate change bill after getting a call from a major employer in his district, mining equipment maker Bucyrus International.
When Tim Sullivan called me and he told me, he's the CEO at Bucyrus, and said, you know, this is going to raise my monthly electric bill by about $1.5 million. That's not chump change. That cuts directly into the ability to hire.
Plaley says he has supported other environmental legislation during his time in Madison, including a bill that set the state's first goals for use of renewable energy. But Supervisor Larson has more complaints about Senator Plaley. Larson says the incumbent gets more than 80% of his campaign money from outside the 7th Senate District. Larson says his backing would be more local.
I will get a majority of my contributions from inside the district. There's no better way to stay in touch than to make sure that the people who are paying for my campaign are the people who I represent.
Larson does acknowledge one larger donor from outside his district. That's retiring Madison State Representative Spencer Black, who didn't like it when Plaley blocked the Clean Energy Jobs Act that Black co-sponsored. Senator Plaley contends the money he gets from outside the 7th District is not the cash that steers his decision-making.
Yeah, I can tell you who my most frequent donor was a woman named Eunice Hahn. She was a little old lady who lived in South Milwaukee. She was actually my high school guidance counselor. She cared about the Lions Club, and she cared about education. Those are the contributions that matter.
The Democratic primary in eastern Milwaukee County has caught the attention of independent groups. Senator Plaley complains about a negative flyer being put out by an organization called Citizens for a Progressive Wisconsin.
You know, those aren't paid for little old ladies who decide to throw a few dollars into a cup.
While Larson says backers of taxpayer-funded school vouchers will be helping Plaley because Plaley supports the school choice program that conservatives want to expand.
Folks like Scott Jensen, the embattled GOP former leader, is not getting in this race on my side. He's getting in on behalf of Mr. Plaley.
Plaley's supporters worry the closed September primary will mean that voters can only cast their ballots for members of one political party and may choose to vote in the GOP governor's contest and not for Jeff Plaley. Still, Plaley appears energized by the challenge from Chris Larson. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.